So, have you noticed that memberships are getting insanely popular? Are you wondering whether you should be launching an online course or a membership? Not entirely sure what the differences are and which option would be best suited to your business and your niche? That is what this episode of the Passive Project Podcast is all about. We are diving into both options and looking at exactly what the advantages and disadvantages are to both courses and memberships. Tune in so you can learn how to design a membership that doesn't require you 24/7, the biggest benefit of choosing a membership over a course, why online courses are still incredibly popular, and how you might actually want to implement both options into your business and what that might look like. If you are ready to add passive income to your business with a digital product like a course or a membership, this is a must-listen episode. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of two, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. All right, guys, welcome to this episode. I don't know if you can hear it. Hopefully we're able to edit this out when we produce this episode, but there is some serious construction happening around where I live, and I cannot find a time of day when it's not happening, and I'm awake to record these episodes. So we're going to just plow on through and record the episode with this construction noise in the background. Like I said, hopefully we can edit this out. If not, just know that there's like buildings coming down and roadworks happening all around me right now, and that is what you're hearing. Anyway, I am really excited about today's episode. This is a question that I get a lot from entrepreneurs who are looking to launch a digital product. So either they have like started with services and then they're looking to create some more passive income in their business by launching a digital product, or they're coming from like the blogger world and maybe they've created like an amazing blog and they have a lot of free content and they've built an audience and now they're looking to monetize it with a digital product. Those are kind of the two types of people that sort of come into the fold with me and ask me about digital products. And one of the most common questions that I get asked is around whether or not it makes more sense for them to launch a membership or an online course, because memberships are starting to gain a lot of popularity, right? I'm sure you've noticed that over the last year or two, there's kind of new memberships like popping up all over the place. And so it's interesting to kind of think about the two different models and which one might be the right fit for you. So that is what we're going to dive into today. I basically want to just go over sort of the pros and cons of each option to help you better decide what's going to be the right fit for you and your business. Because my bet is that one of these options, like one of them is going to work for you. And I fully stand behind, you know, adding a digital product like a membership or an online course to your business, whatever your business looks like, whatever your online business looks like, this is something that can grow your income. You can scale it. You can create more of that passive revenue coming into your business and ultimately help you maybe take what is currently a side hustle and turn it into a full-time gig. Before we get into the pros and cons and all of that, I do just want to let you know that we have a free masterclass that's all about how to grow your digital product sales on autopilot. So in that masterclass, we dive into some really good strategy on how to use email funnels and email marketing to get way more sales of your digital product and scale. So if you haven't already watched that masterclass, we're going to put the link to that in the show notes. And I really encourage you to go and watch it. You can watch it on your own time. It is pre-recorded and you're going to get a lot out of it. It could be like business and like life changing for you if you take those strategies and put them into action. So the other thing that that'll do is it'll make sure that you are on our email list. And if for those of you who aren't on my list already, I communicate like all the things over email. Email is my jam, as you guys know. And that is where I kind of stay in touch with you guys in the best way possible and give you all the info and like events and things that are going on and things that I think you need to know about. All of that really happens over email. I try and do my best on Instagram too, but truthfully, email is where I communicate really everything. So if you aren't already on my list, make sure you get your booty on over there and onto it. So, okay, let's dive into the meat and potatoes for today's episode. So should you launch a membership or an online course? Let's talk about memberships first, because I think that they are maybe newer. Maybe you're not as familiar with what kind of a membership might look like for an online business. And so let's talk about what the advantages of a membership are. And we obviously can think about memberships like I'm sure you have you are actually a member of a bunch of memberships already, maybe without even realizing it. Anything that has like a subscription model is a membership. So like your Netflix subscription, that can be considered a membership, right? Magazine subscriptions, I don't know, Spotify, like anything like that, or any software that you're paying a recurring like monthly revenue you for to run your business. Those subscriptions are essentially memberships. Like what a membership is a subscription to some kind of value that you're delivering. So obviously the biggest advantage in my mind to a membership model is the recurring revenue. Like the fact that yes, of course there's going to be churn, which means that people will cancel their memberships over time, but there are things you can do to like reduce that in a big way. But generally speaking, you know, even if you account for like a certain percentage of churn, once you have a certain number of members in your membership, you can kind of count on a recurring revenue month over month. And that is really, really nice as an online entrepreneur to have that stability and security in knowing that a certain amount of revenue is coming through the door. So that's kind of the biggest advantage is to a membership is that you can kind of breathe this like really major sigh of relief. And as your membership just continues to grow and grow and grow, you just get more and more like security in your sort of financial position as a business owner. And maybe like you feel more freedom to make more hires or purchases or like expand your business in new ways. So that's an amazing advantage to a membership model. The other thing is that because it's a membership model, that generally speaking, like the membership dues, it's a less expensive buy-in, right? For your potential customer. So instead of selling a course for $297 or $497 or $997 or whatever it might be, your membership dues might be like $50 a month or anywhere in and around there. And so it can be a much easier yes for your potential customer, right? It's like easier to get them through the door. So the other thing that a membership can do is it can allow you to get to know your members really well. So once you have a membership and you've got people in there, and usually it comes with some kind of private community like on Facebook, and you're really getting to know your people. Like I run a membership called the Passive Project, and I really feel connected to the members that we have in there. I feel like I'm really getting to know them. I know what they're selling. I know where their struggles are, where their head's at, like what they need to do next, all that kind of stuff. And what this allows me to do is it allows me to not only know exactly what I need to deliver in my membership so that they get incredible value out of it. But it also allows me to know, okay, what further products could I create that are going to serve my people really well? So then you can think about like upselling on other types of products. You could, whether you're building out like a product suite or an ascension model where essentially like you're working your way up the tiers for instance, you might like start with a membership and then you have like a more expensive online course or group coaching program. And then above that, you might have a mastermind or one-to-one services, and each tier is getting more and more expensive. But the most and alternatively to that, you have a product suite where you might offer multiple different products that aren't necessarily tiered in terms of price. They might be various price points, but they're all to that exact target market of your member, right? And they're just like addressing some different problems, but always still for that one target market person. So that's been like a really amazing thing for me, is getting to know my people really, really well. And it gives you complete clarity on what you should be doing next in your business. The other thing is is if your subject matter that you have built your business around and that you teach on and provide value on, if it tends to be something that is like constantly evolving and changing, then you're going to want to maybe think about doing a membership model because it can be more dynamic, right? Like a membership is going to be a better forum for that kind of niche so that you don't go and create some giant course and then have to overhaul it really regularly because it's your niche is sort of constantly evolving. A membership is, although you do have like pre-recorded content in there, it gives you a bit more flexibility to offer updates and kind of go with the flow a little bit more. So for instance, for somebody who might teach about like Facebook and Instagram ads, that's a subject area that's changing all the time, right? Like Facebook changes their like ads platform. It feels like regularly, like overall strategy changes. So if you were to create a giant course on that, it's just going to take some consistent, like you're going to have to consistently overhaul it as opposed to a membership model where yes, you have core content, but then you can be delivering like monthly trainings on what's new and like changes that are happening and you can sort of evolve it as you go a little bit more. So those are the major advantages when it comes to choosing a membership model as opposed to an online course model. Now, the cons to a membership, you might be sitting there thinking like, okay, Gemma, the membership sounds great and all, but that sounds like a lot of work. And it sounds like I'm going to have to like be on all the time and delivering new content all the time. And it's going to be too much for me. And listen, the membership design, like you design it, you choose the deliverables. So it's up to you to create the membership style that you want to create. So whatever your deliverables are. So when I took Stu McLaren's Tribe program, and so Stu McLaren is kind of like the guru when it comes to memberships. And he talks about choosing 4 monthly deliverables for your members. And so you kind of want to deliver 4 things a month that they get as a member that provide them with sort of consistent value. And it's going to make them want to stick around, right? Because they want to get like next month's things. So for me, for the Passive Project, those deliverables, they look like a coaching call once a month. It's a 1-hour coaching call where I go over a bunch of questions that members have. It looks like hot seat calls. So again, we do a second call in the month where 3 members of the Passive Project get to get in the hot seat with me. And I like, we go over their business. So they get 20 minutes of like 1-to-1 coaching with me directly. And the other members get to watch. The third thing we offer is a done for you template of some kind. So this could look like it's in the past, it's been things like lead magnet templates so that lead magnet creation is a lot easier for our members. We've done some like Instagram story carousel templates. We've done quiz or we are doing quiz templates. We have a bunch of like basically we pull our members on the regular to find out what they need and then we create it for them and deliver it once a month. And then the fourth thing that we do is we get guest experts to come in and give a masterclass. And so we drip out 1 masterclass a month on topics that I know the members are interested in learning more about. And so those 4 things are 4 really valuable things that they get every single month. But here's the thing. Yes, okay, the calls I need to show up live for, but the 2 other things, the done for you content and the masterclass recordings, I can batch those, right? I can sit and create 6 months worth of done for you and masterclasses in a week. So I want you to think about that too. If you're thinking of going the membership model, think about your 4 deliverables, but then think about making sure that they are balanced so that you can batch create content ahead of time. And then it's just a matter of dripping it out. And in terms of like your, oh, and I should just mention the deliverables don't have to look exactly like mine, right? This is going to be dependent on you and your subject area and your niche, like whatever you deliver it, like it could be templates or PDF guides or I don't know, audio files or pre-recorded workshops or yoga series videos, like whatever it is that you are building your membership around, you're going to have a better sense of what those deliverables should be, right? For your people. And they can change. Like if when I first started, I had a few different things in there and I realized that like one of them wasn't that great. Like people weren't connecting with it that well. So we switched it. like no big deal, right? If you're constant, the thing with a membership is that you're constantly improving it and making it better and more valuable for your people. So the other thing is, in terms of like you being present in your Facebook group for your membership, like this is the other thing that people freak out about is like, okay, but I'm going to be having to like be in there every single day and giving up all my time to communicating with my members in there and answering all the questions. And as much as you do want to be present in there and show your face and be valuable, you set the tone for this, right? Being a member in a membership doesn't mean that they are getting one-to-one coaching from you on every single question that they have, right? You need to set the expectations ahead of time. And part of the beauty of a membership and having a private community like that is that people can get feedback and constructive criticism and all of that from the other members, right? It doesn't have to always come from you. And so what's really nice is if you take a bit of time before you always respond to every single question, if you just let it sit there for a couple of days, $5 says the other members are going to start to respond and answer the questions before you even get a chance to. And that you're going to see that start to happen more and more as your membership matures and as you have more like long-time members in there who really know the material really well that you're teaching. They're going to start to be more like better positioned to answer newer members' questions. So that's really amazing when that starts to happen. It's kind of like you're like little I don't know, it's like your little baby birds are starting to fly or whatever, right? Like it's really cool to see people really stepping up and answering other people's questions and really having so much knowledge about the topic because they've been an active member and doing a lot of learning from you. So again, you set the tone for this. When it comes to me and my membership, I do like to like be in there and answering a lot of people's questions. I get a lot of it's really fun for me and I love connecting with my peeps inside of the Passive Project, but I'm not in there every day and they know that, right? Like they know that they're going to put up a question and it might be like 2 or 3 days before I get back to it. And that's okay. Like everybody respects that. And if they don't respect that, like then this isn't the membership for them, right? Like that's, you know, if you want that level of one-to-one coaching, well, like it's time to book a one-to-one coaching call, right? So that's kind of, again, just you set the tone for that in your own membership. So those are the biggest sort of advantages and disadvantages when it comes to the membership model. Let's talk now about the online course model. So how does the online course model differ? Well, instead of having this dynamic space where like with a membership, you're going to have access to like a dashboard with a bunch of content and the group, and it's a monthly, they get, you know, they're month to month and they get access to it until they cancel their subscription and then it all goes away, right? They don't get access to the group anymore. They don't get access to the content anymore. It all disappears. The difference with an online course is that with an online course, typically what's happening is you're giving lifetime access to your content. So you've built out your course on, again, some sort of platform. And when somebody purchases it, they get access to that platform and their login doesn't ever go away. They've paid for it once, they get access to it forever, or like the lifetime of it being up on the software. And there may or may not be a Facebook group associated with a course. Many courses, there is no group. It's simply like a self-study course with material. With more expensive courses, there might be a Facebook group associated with it. But with a Facebook group, it's with courses, it's really up to you whether or not you deliver any ongoing support in that group, right? It could just be a group where you're providing a space for students to connect with each other and you aren't really facilitating much of anything in there, or you are providing, let's say, a certain number of coaching calls or some sort of ongoing support inside of that group. It's up to you in terms of how you want to design that for your course. So the advantages to going the course model is that it is going to be a more expensive upfront purchase from your students. And that is going to mean more money in the bank, right? You're going to have like bigger, large cash injections as opposed to the membership model where somebody's going to join for potentially, I don't know, $27, $37, $47, $97 a month, whatever it might be. It's going to be a smaller amount of money in the bank to start with, right? The beauty in the membership model is ensuring that your membership is hella valuable and they stay, right? And so you want to have a long average retention, like lifespan of your member. And then think of it that way, right? As like that is what they purchased, not just like the first month's dues. So that is the advantage though to the online course model, is that you're going to get like more money in the bank on that first purchase. And again, like, yes, it can be less ongoing work, again, depending on what's included in your course. But like you can make this a lot more hands-off, right? It can just be like you've created the content, it's all in there. And when they make the purchase, they get access to the content, but there's nothing more that you do. Or maybe there's a group, but like for on Facebook or something, and maybe you moderate it and you're in there once a month. Like it can be a lot more chill, right? You're not providing as much ongoing stuff with an online course. So let's like think of an example. So that of one that would be really hands off. Let's say you had a course on how to declutter your life, right? Let's say that's your course topic. It's a very DIY self-study kind of course. And so people purchase the course, they get immediate like access and login to their course material, but there's nothing that you're delivering beyond that. So that is obviously an extremely passive approach to running, like to selling a digital product, because there's, you make the sale and then there's nothing that you're delivering beyond that. So that can be an advantage to the online course model for sure. The disadvantages to the online course model is that you do need to keep going out and get each and every sale, right? There's no, we're not building up this recurring revenue model. And so it's great when you get a sale, but then you do need to keep going to get the next one. And so this is where having evergreen, like automated email funnels, this is where that's really, really important, so that you are getting those consistent sales, that you have new audience members coming through your doors, and then ultimately new students coming through your doors on the regular, and you're not having to live like launch to launch, which a lot of people do. So that's where those automated email funnels come in. And if you want to know more about that, head on into the show notes, and there is a link to our free masterclass that is all about that. And you can use those for memberships too. So they apply to both. So there is, like having said that, there can be some uncertainty when you're selling an online course, like nothing is guaranteed, right? Like what if you do have an automated email funnel up and going, but you have a tech glitch one week, or I don't know, let's say you're using ads to get a lot of people into your funnel and your ads account gets disapproved, or there's any number of things that can happen. And if that's the only way you're like, if your course is the only source of income that you have coming into your business, well, it might not feel super secure. So as opposed to a membership where, you know, once you get a certain base level of members in there, you can like count on a certain recurring revenue. So, and then the other cons, for an online course is like, you may have to do these kind of big overhauls when it comes to updating your course content. And this is going to really depend on your subject matter. Like maybe your subject matter doesn't really change or evolve in any really major way. And so you're not going to need to do big updates. If so, great. But for other things, you may need to do updates. And typically an online course tends to have more content. But you know, you're in all likelihood in terms of updating content, you're probably gonna have to do that for a membership or a course, right? That's just like the nature of digital products, is that generally speaking, we can't just create it once and 5 years later, it's still going to be, you know, still exactly the same advice, right? Things do change and evolve. So with either the course or the membership model, if you're sitting there and you don't have one of these yet and you're thinking of creating one, I really encourage you to think about pre-selling either a membership or a course. And what that means is to launch it without having gone and created all of the content first. Like I want you instead to talk to your audience, figure out their pain points, come up with like a framework that you would teach inside of your membership or your course, and create that sort of outline and skeleton of what the content would look like. And then create a sales page and like some email copy and all of that, and do a launch for it just with this, with the outline there. And then what you're going to do is that's going to help you validate, like if you get 10 people who purchase, Amazing. You have just validated that idea. And when you do the pre-sale, you let them know that this is a pre-sale. They are the founding members or the first students. And so they are getting the best price that your product will ever be. And they're going to get it live from you, right? Like you're going to be creating the content live with them. And what's amazing about that is that they're going to get a lot more one-on-one attention from you than they ever would if they purchased it 3 years down the road and it's all just created, right? And you've kind of like stepped away at that point. Like when you're a founding, I always try and be like a founding member or a first student. When I'm following somebody, I know that I really like them and I like their content. I know they're an expert. And if they are pre-selling something that I know is something I need, heck yeah, I'm hopping in there because it is always the best value, because I get the most attention. And so that's what you want to do is like pre-sell, because if nobody buys, well, you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out, was it that your messaging was off? Was the offer not the right one? Like, is that not addressing your people's pain points properly? I don't want you to go and spend 3 months creating the content for a membership or an online course that doesn't have any legs to it. Like, that isn't going to sell. That's a big waste of time, and you're not going to be moving your business forward. So it's really important to do that validation. I know you're sitting there like freaking out, like, Gemma, I could never sell something I hadn't already created, but you can, and it is fine. And as long as you communicate that with people, like what you could do is say, okay, we're going to like launch this membership or launch this course, and we're going to be dripping out the content of the, I don't know, 5 modules over 5 weeks. And I am going to be doing a live call every single week. That's like the training part of it. And you are creating a workbook every week and like delivering that content and really answering the questions for them. I mean, people don't really care. As a student, they don't really care about a gajillion videos or a bunch of workbooks to download or how pretty the site looks. They don't care about that. What they care about is getting results. And so as long as you are, you know, really like effectively communicating with them during that live period and ensuring that you are answering their questions, pushing them forward, and getting them the result that your thing, like your course, your membership, whatever your framework is teaching them, if you're getting them the result, that's what they care about. So don't stress about having all the things done before you sell it. So ultimately, both a membership or a course, they are both amazing options. You're monetizing your expertise with some kind of digital product that you sell over and over and over again and can scale. That is the beauty of digital products and passive income and growing a business that can really give you financial freedom, time freedom, and a business that you love and a business model that really works for you. And the thing is, you might have both. You might start out with one, a course, say, and then add a membership to your overall like product suite or ascension model for your business, or vice versa, right? Like a lot of people might start with a course, and then kind of then sell the students who've gone through the course to a membership where they're getting next level advice. So an example of this actually is my girlfriend Megan Williamson. She's a Pinterest expert and she sells a Pinterest course for beginners. And then once the beginners have gone through that course and really understand the foundations of Pinterest marketing, they're kind of up and running with their Pinterest strategy and things are really moving for them. They're starting to see results from the Pinterest activity that they're doing and the Pinterest strategy they've put into place. Well, then they're like, okay, well, what's next? Like, how can I've seen, you know, success in this now. How can I go to the next level? And that's where Megan comes in with her membership option. And you can get into Megan's membership. And that's where you're going to learn about more advanced things like Pinterest ads or all of those like next level type of topics. So that can be a great way to have both a course and a membership for your subject matter area. So think through that too, right? Like think through what might make the most sense for your audience and what you want to teach and how the format might look different for both options. So lots to think about. I hope that answered a lot of your questions that I had coming in about like memberships versus online courses. And let me know like if this has got you thinking about something with your own business, like send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to chat further about it with you. I love hanging out on Instagram and chatting with you guys over there. I'm at gemma.bonhamcarter. maybe snap a pic and tag me as you're listening to this podcast. I would love to know that too. But I hope this has been helpful. I hope that you're thinking about launching a digital product for your business if you haven't already, because guys, you need to be. I don't care what business model you have. I am sure that you can integrate a membership or an online course or some kind of digital product into the mix. So that is it for today's episode, you guys. Don't forget to head on over to the free masterclass that we have. The link is in the show notes to this episode, and we're going to be talking all about in that masterclass how to make more sales of your digital product on autopilot using email marketing and email funnels. That's it for this week. I will see you next week, same place, same time, back here on the Passive Project Podcast.